Rise among us, let the glory of the Lord rise among us, let the praises of our King rise among us. Let it rise, let the songs of the Lord rise among us, let the songs of the Lord rise among us, let the joy of the King rise among us. Let it rise, oh, rise, let it rise, oh, rise, let it rise. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us, let the glory of the Lord rise among us, let the praises of our King rise among us. Oh, let it rise, let it rise. The songs of the Lord rise among us, let the songs of the Lord rise among us, let the joy of our King rise among us. Oh, let it rise, let it rise. Oh, let it rise. Oh, let it rise, let it rise. Of the Lord rise among us, let the glory of the Lord rise among us, let the praises of our King rise among us. Let it rise, let it rise. Oh, 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 let it rise. Let the glory of our Lord rise among us. Let the praises of our King rise among us. Let the joy of our King rise among us. Let the songs to the Lord rise among us. Let the glory of the Lord rise among us. Let us lift up our voices in praise and worship to the Lord in preparation for that day to come when hopefully we will spend our eternity in that mode of eternal life. In Jesus' holy name we pray, Heavenly Father, that you will please forgive us for our sins. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Forgive us our trespass as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. And it is in Jesus' holy name we pray this prayer of thanksgiving to you, dear Lord God. Amen. I will state at this time that I could dub over any recording that is short of being perfect, and it would appear that it was perfect in its original recording. But God would know better, and I would know better, knowing God would know better. Even though it could appear as though every recording was perfectly done, none of them will be perfectly done, because I'm only 99% perfect. It's that 1% that shows up at times that I have yet to work on, that I am continuing to work on. Matthew chapter 11. And it came to pass when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, Go and show John again those things which ye do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached unto them. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitudes concerning John, What went ye out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But what went ye out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. But what went ye out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. And that was spoken in Malachi chapter 3, verse number 1. Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied unto John, and if ye will receive it, this is Elias, which was for to come. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. But whereunto shall I liken this generation? It is like unto children sitting in the markets and calling unto their fellows and saying, We have piped unto you, and ye have not danced. We have mourned unto you, and ye have not lamented. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, He hath a devil. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, Behold, a man gluttonous, and a wine-bibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. But wisdom is justified of her children. Then began he to upbraid or accuse the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not. Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon in the day of judgment than for you. And though Capernaum, which art exalted into heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which had been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until today. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee. At that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hath revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight, all things are delivered unto me of my Father. And no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Thank you, Lord, for your revelations. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Verse number 29 again. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Not read about me, but learn of me. Your learning of Jesus is your learning of God our Father, because Jesus was a replica of the Father. Learning of Jesus is learning both the ways of God and the thoughts of God to a degree. No, none living will ever know God in his entirety except the Son and the Holy Spirit, which represents our Father, Creator of all things. So we will know the ways of God and the thoughts of God to a degree. In Jesus' holy name, I pray. To every wonderful person at the sound of my voice, may the Lord continue to enlighten you in the blessings he has bestowed upon or made accessible to all mankind in your being born again of the water, which is baptism, and the Spirit, which you receive at baptism, the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' holy name, I pray that we will continue learning of God, represented. The Son of Man represents God, Creator of all things, Jesus being both the Son of Man and the Son of God. Only God can make that happen. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. And I thank you.